to a topic that Dr. Mallis is going to bring us, which is about boosting your baby's brain. And it can actually be much more simple than you think it is. And I think we're going to have a live demonstration that I know very little about, but I might be involved.
Where's the baby?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
I think this is the situation where you often hear therapists saying, you know, there's a baby part in all of us, there's a grown-up part in all of us, and today we're going to have a demo of how a baby part is being addressed by a grown-up, not one part, but actually two people, just to get a feel for what motherese actually sounds like, because a lot of it is going to be in the hearing. Now, what motherese is a word that often is talked about as baby talk, or for researchers who get a bit heady about it, is infant-directed or child-directed talk, because they don't like loose words like baby talk. I mean, that's not cool in academia.
Motherese sounds very intellectual.
Well, it does, and we will hear how it translates into everyday life. And the question is, who discovered this? It's actually a natural instinct. It is universal, at least as far as we know in the Western cultures, that grown-ups use motherese. And I should point out, it's not only with infants and children. There's an adult-to-adult version of motherese, which often is to an expression of fondness or to demote and, in a way, infantilize someone, which is, it's really a form of mild abuse. There's also motherese, if you like, or baby talk towards pets. And we often talk to our pets, and they do respond much like actual babies do respond. And of course, it would be absolutely normal between intimate partners who often use endear terms of, yeah. Ah, now, first demo of what motherese sounds like. Did you hear?
My husband just started unloading the dishwasher as soon as he heard that. Magic.
And that is precisely the reason we have this in our culture, because it strengthens bonds and relationships, and it regulates and it brings us close when it's used appropriately, not in the humiliating and degrading way. And you've actually demonstrated all the components. You draw out the language, honey. It's not honey. It's not a quick, short.
Honey. Yeah. Honey. Sounds very different.
Very different motherese. Also motherese.
That
but
made my husband start unloading
this. Wow. We're going to get some real issues after this show at home, I think. But let's stay here with the script.
Well, maybe not.
And we should say it goes two ways. With mothers and or children and infants, it goes that the baby actually then responds to the motherese, usually with a glorious smile, reaching out, and that's the feedback loop that keeps this going. And with dishwashers, I'm not sure how that's going to work, but you can experiment on that. And the point here is that it's not actually the word you say. You're not actually talking about honey, the concrete sweetener. You're actually using it in the sing-song way of fondness and playfulness, of honey. And when you say to some, mothers do say to their children, you are so sweet, I could eat you. That's not a cannibalistic declaration. That is a term of dear endearment and caring and loving and absolutely being in love with the moment. Now, the question then is this something that is better taught or left natural? And while we are lighthearted on the one side in ordinary healthy development, of course, there's real issues on the other side when a mother is incapable for various reasons, usually from stress, mental health issues, or lack of opportunity. And if we just go back to, as we heard earlier, the importance of language, we're talking about mother tongue. The foundation of our speech being brought into life. Now, what is more profound than hearing the mother's voice as a teacher? It's not school teachers or kinder teachers. It's preceded even before birth by the vibrations that the baby feels as sound waves in the womb. And that's mummy's voice. So baby talk starts well, well before birth. And that's just a reminder of why it's called mother tongue and not radio triple R tongue or ABC tongue or whatever other tongue. And the point here is that the face-to-face contact with mother is the best booster of brain power. How do we know this? Experiments, for example, at the age of two, give questionnaires to parents who have practiced mother ease versus non. Children by the age of two have a vocabulary of over 400 words with mother ease parenting, compared to under 200 words for non-mother ease. This is not a criticism. It's just experimental evidence that it enriches the areas of the brain, the networks, through the phase, if those who are interested, through myelination of the brain tracks. And that is actually the reason why instinctively mother ease is short words and sing-song. Now, for a quick demo, could we have a very short demo of, let's say, a child doctor autonomy or baby doctor autonomy brings home a beautiful painting for Mother Miss Medic.
Okay. I'm a cowboy digging.
All that comes to mind when I imagine being a two-year-old this moment is, I do it! Myself! But let me try something different.
So you've just given Mummy a drawing you did, which is a glorious drawing.
Mama, I did picture!
Wow, what a beautiful drawing. What's this you've got here?
This is dog.
And I can see that. Look at that dog's fluffy tail.
There you go.
Now, absolutely. Now, that is firstly the instant exchange of the sing song. Let's forget the content. Yeah. It was actually, there was a duet going on. There was a singing, a synchrony, and what in technical language is called the prosody, the actual musicality of language. It's not the content, it's how it's done. And so the take-home message from this is practice makes perfect, and you can't get mother ease wrong, because your little one will actually feed back when it's not online. And the more you practice, the more you're boosting, to be fair, both your brain powers.
Interestingly, I had an email this week from there's a course being run at the Women's Hospital teaching primary caregivers, primary physicians, GPs, a little bit about the interaction with babies during those sort of early checkups, so the 6-week checks, in order to encourage modelling of that similar type of dialogue to help mothers learn it as well. So it's not sort of done in an overt teaching way, but just demonstrating that interaction. So examining the child going, look at you, oh, look at these little legs, and that sort of things, in order to demonstrate to mothers that might not be finding it so natural.
Absolutely. And what I love about this is the simplicity. You know, everyone can do this. You talk about boosting your baby's brain development and resilience, and it's just about talking to them in the way that comes naturally.
And mutually beneficial for mums and their moods as well.
Love it. We are